Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
There's a new club in Major League Baseball. It's called the 50-50 Club. Oh. And it only has one member. Shohei Ohtani is the only member of the 50-50 Club. 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases in a single season.
No way.
He did it last night in a perfect 6-for-6 game.
Wow. Wow. Whoever bet on that probably paid out pretty big.
Yeah. FanDuel.com/Dana.
He is an animal.
He is incredible. I am going to my first Royals game. I'm embarrassed to say.
Second.
I've been busy.
Second.
Outside of throwing out the first pitch, second Royals game this Sunday night. Super excited.
Who do they got?
I don't know.
You have no idea. I don't either.
And
I don't either.
And I know we're in the playoffs, and I'm super excited to go see Bobby Witt Jr. hit. But I also think it might be pouring down rain.
And what time is the Chiefs game?
7. Mm. Royals games at like 1:15, Chiefs games at 7.
Yeah, oh, okay.
They would never put the Royals on a
back to
Sunday
back.
Games are always most Sunday often in the afternoon. Game. And they would never put the Royals up against a Chiefs television broadcast. No way. If they can help it. I mean, new. Do you have good seats? Do you have the company seats?
Please.
I mean, what kind of question was that?
The company seats are good seats.
Are we going to be behind the plate or behind the plate?
I don't know. I like generally being in the vicinity of Salvador Perez.
How does this company get seats like that?
We have the broadcast rights.
No, I'm excited. I'm going to pop over and say hi to...
Salvi?
Well, yes. But I'm going to pop over and say hi to Ryan and probably say hi to HUD and probably say hi to Joel while I'm over there.
Let me see who they got. This Sunday, they're playing the San Francisco Giants.
Giants. Yes.
That'll be good.
Hey, this was interesting. You know, I'm a huge fan of a certain establishment that I will not name, and I go there all the time and eat their wings. We popped in there last night, and the televisions were on, like, cricket and, like, I don't even know. I can't even tell you what it was. And so, you know, I enjoy sitting at the bar. I said, you know, could we get the football game? Like, why is the football game not on? It's Thursday night.
Yeah.
And the bartender says... We don't have Prime. And I thought...
That's $10 a month.
Well, times every TV. How does that work? How does that work? Do you know, Sam, if you are an establishment, those memberships are expensive.
Well, why not just get a regular membership?
It doesn't work like that.
No, you have to get a broadcast membership.
It's a broadcast rights membership.
If you pay for just like a regular run-of-the-mill, I'm just a consumer paying for the membership and then broadcast that to an entire bar where they are spending money in your facility,
I think you
they
broke
are going
federal
to
law.
Smack you with a massive lawsuit.
I don't know how much it is, but think about this. Like, we went in to watch some of the game, grab some wings, go home. It's so expensive that a super successful establishment like that took a hard pass on Amazon Prime, which is just Thursday night. Is that right, Sam?
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
They just figured, you know what? We're not going to do it. We've already paid for the broadcast rights for the Sunday games and the Monday night games. We're not doing Thursday.
What they could do is just get NFL. Well, I guess you would have to get NFL ticket commercial.
Which is, I don't know how much it is, but that shows you how cost prohibitive it must be.
It is, it's absolutely not cheap.
I'm looking it up right now to see what is the cost of like an Amazon Business Prime. It could run anywhere from, the small package is $4.99 a year. The medium package is $1,299 a year. Huh.
So it's basically how many TVs are you going to be broadcasting this stream onto?
Right. Then they multiply it. Yeah. Then they ding you for all of those screens.
And you guys were talking about, you know, if somebody were to come in and like check on it and you're using a personal membership to show it to a bar or a restaurant, mm-hmm. you'd get dinged with a fine. There was a story, I can't remember how many years ago this was. It wasn't too long ago, where there were bars in Kansas City that, and there was somebody going around to bars in Kansas City who worked for,
Sonos.
No, it wasn't Sonos. They worked for the company that's in charge of assigning royalties to artists.
I remember this, and they got, it was a jukebox.
Yes, and they would go, and even, you know, if you're a radio station, for example, and you play an AC/DC song, you have to send in, Sam, will you please help me with the name of the company that does the royalties? It's not Arbitron, it's...
No, it's ASCAP.
ASCAP, yes, that's right.
And they were going into small town bars, like tiny, right. like tiny.
And you're playing Tim McGraw, but you're not paying
right.
ASCAP
so
to pay
Tim
McGraw.
And so they want $10,000 for the song you just
Correct.
Played.
Because it's not just radio stations or Spotify or whatever that has to pay the royalties for playing somebody else's music. If you play music on a jukebox, you have to pay
for the
ASCAP.
Rights. Yes.
For every song that's played on that jukebox. And I'm like, damn. I wonder, like, I can only imagine that the Chiefs, for example, have to pay to use Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones at the beginning of every game.
Every time.
And I wonder, and I ask out of ignorance because I only know about the radio royalty business, like, you know, at a KU game or something, if they play a music...
Dun, 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 dun.
Now, is it only broadcast? What if the band plays
that? I think
that?
The band can is play covered. It. They can play it. That's art.
Huh.
And by the way, it's a percentage based on capacity. So when the Chiefs play Start Me Up, they're cutting a check.
And the Rolling Stones are just sitting over there in England going,
Thank you.
Please, sir, play it some more.
We've been making a lot of money and haven't released a record in 25 years.
Speaking of the Royals, did you see a couple days ago, Salvi had the little buddies out to...
Oh, he did?
The Sandlot wiffle ball buddies.
Yeah, where did
Remember
he
just stopped by?
Yeah. Did he have them out to the game?
He had them out to the stadium!
Hey,
it's just like my favorite thing ever. That story just keeps getting better and better and better.
Can I play?
I'm sure they were like, we're here, can we play?
Can you imagine? I mean, I remember being a kid back in the 80s. We played backyard football in the yards because there were no fences.
Yeah.
So we had this gigantic like field out there between the houses. I mean, can you imagine if back in the day, if like Tony Dorsett or Terry Bradshaw
sauntered over,
just came walking over and like, hey, kids, mind if I play around a catch with you? Terry Bradshaw. Oh, my God. Or Lynn Swann, who Dana didn't recognize when he walked in the building.
I may or may not have had the opportunity to throw a ball back and forth with Matt Cassel a time or two.
No. Did you really? Did you know it was Matt Cassel?
I knew his next door neighbor at a very high end country club living.
I almost injured Trent Green's son.
Wait, Trent Green's son?
Yeah.
How?
Our children went to school together.
Okay.
And I was in the kitchen one day making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And Jack walked in and he goes, oh my God, his son is he's deathly allergic. And I go, oh my God.
Oh, was he at the house?
Yes.
Oh.
To this day, I'm like, whew.
That would have been a news story.
Oh, ha, sorry. Making grilled cheese now. Please stay in the basement.
Making grilled cheese.
Local radio host doesn't know what to do
gosh.
As the son of famed quarterback goes into anaphylactic shock.
I would have died. He had the pen and everything.
He's a big fan of the show, by the way. Trent Green is.
Well, I adore him. I adore him.
Yeah.
He's such a great ambassador
fan
for
the show. Yes. All right. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39. Just go to Q39KC.com. Couple of airplane-related stories.
Yeah.
I'll get to the best one second. From the New York Post, an Arizona woman has been sentenced to 4 months in prison for attacking a TSA agent who confiscated her apple juice while going through security screening. Micaiah Coleman, 20 years old, was convicted earlier this year of assaulting and injuring a federal officer at Phoenix Sky Harbor on April 25th, 2023. The Glendale native snapped and hit the agent when they removed her juice at a security checkpoint shortly before 6 a.m. She then grabbed the agent's hair, slammed her head down against a baggage screening table, and punched the victim in the head several times before she was restrained by other TSA agents.
I mean, I'm a big fan of apple juice, but wow.
Two agents were taken to the hospital for treatment in the scuffle, and some 450 travelers were inconvenienced as officials shut down the checkpoint to deal with the unruly traveler. Okay. She was given 4 months in prison.
Do not take my juice.
How did this escalate to the point that I don't even know how to describe this.
What kind of juice was this?
Apple juice.
Are we sure about that?
What brand? Are we sure there wasn't a little something in there?
That's some spicy apple juice.
Right?
Is this expired?
One of those orchard beers. Okay, wait. I know we sort of talked about the pager explosion in the 3 o'clock hour, but this is airport related. I asked our buddy in cybersecurity about the pagers here. Could we be attacked? You know, do we need to worry about this? Some of his reply is as follows. Your phones are safe.
Whew.
Batteries cannot be made to explode by some hack. This kind of supply chain compromise is actually routine anymore. Every country with a well-run spy operation could do it. If you are a courier or an organizer or fighter for Hamas or Hezbollah, you aren't safe even if you switch from cell phones to pagers. And then this last line, there is a possibility airplanes may no longer allow pagers, etc. And so we looked this up during a break, Sam, and sure enough, one airline has already banned pagers and walkie-talkies.
Yeah, because you're a terrorist if you have one over there.
Well,
do doctors not still use them?
They're one of the most used electronic tools still, even in the United States, but by doctors in hospitals.
All right, let me do this because I need this answered for me. And so those of you in the medical field with direct knowledge, let us know. Here's our phone number. It's 913-586-7798. When we're talking about pagers, are we talking about the little things that we used to clip onto our belt or shove into our pocket?
Yes.
Or is it more like a cell phone-like device?
No, a pager. You remember in The Hangover when Alan goes up to the counter at Caesar's Palace?
Yes.
Is your hotel pager friendly?
Yes.
He goes, what?
Pager friendly.
Did Caesar, I mean, he didn't live here, did he?
One of the greatest movies of all time.
One of the greatest lines in that movie.
Amen to that.
I'm not sure.
Now, how do we know? I mean,
It is Qatar Airlines, by the way. It is Qatar Airlines that is banning already pagers and walkie-talkies. Now, is that because they're afraid they're going to explode willy-nilly while there's a plane in the sky? Or is it more, think about this from a public relations standpoint, they don't want to mess with it. They don't want anyone thinking there could be one of those devices on a plane, and then so people aren't going to fly that airline.
The answer is both.
Both.
Yeah.
Well, last time I checked, we don't make cell phones in the United States, so how do we know that our cell phones aren't in danger in the future?
Why, Sam? Really? Why? You're scaring everybody.
I think it's a fair question. I don't think it's likely.
We're not putting these things together into Soto.
No. Okay.
Well, we are making lithium batteries into Soto soon.
You know what I'm saying. I don't think it's likely. It would have to be random. It wouldn't be a coordinated attack here. It would be random.
It would have to be random. No, not necessarily, but I mean, if a ne'er-do-well could figure out how Israel pulled this off, they could make it simultaneous. But you know, to your point, random, yes. The victims would be random, if that's what you meant. This is why we still have to take our shoes off at TSA. No, that's because of Richard Reed. Yeah, Richard Reed. You know, by the way, I think we are the only country, if I'm not mistaken, that makes people take their shoes off. When I go to Mexico, we never have to take our shoes off. When I went to London last year, did not have to take my shoes off to come back.
Oh, there's entire deep dives on TSA being theater security.
And then why is it that people who are over the age of 75 don't have to take their shoes off anymore in the United States, but anybody under 75 does?
Why is it that you can pay $65 to not have to take your shoes off for the year?
Because they want money?
It doesn't mean you're any less likely to have contraband on you. It just means you've gone through the process and paid the money.
If I'm a newly hired terrorist, I don't have a track record. I'm not on any watch list. I'm going to get the pre-screen TSA or whatever it's called.
It's the Beirut Airport and Qatar Airlines that have both banned travelers from taking pagers or walkie-talkies onto flights.
Because they know if you have either one.
Ban is effective immediately.
Well, and you know, pagers are one thing. What grown-up, unless you're in law enforcement,
carries a walkie-talkie?
Yes. I mean, is this the family at Disney World and we're trying to find everybody?
From the text line, I work in an operating room. We use one-way pagers about 25% of the time. 75% of doctors just use their cell phone.
Yeah, because like I said last hour, her, who was a nurse practitioner, never had a pager that I'm aware of. She has a cell phone, rang all the time.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, I got a notification for two things. Number one was a silver Life 360 plan, which I assume is some sort of nod to the maturity of my age and
current. I mean, they saw the sweaters you bought.
Situation. Yeah. And then number two, I got an alert that Life 360 now has an emergency dispatch center and emergency SOS portion inside the app. But if you follow me here, if you are being kidnapped, this is what you do. Number one, open the Life 360 app.
I just opened it.
Number two, find and tap the SOS button at the bottom of the map.
It says safety. Oh, set up SOS.
Number three, if you haven't set an SOS pin, create one.
Oh, you're already dead.
Number four, if you have an SOS pin, tap to send SOS. A 10-second countdown will begin, and all members in your circle and emergency contacts will receive a push notification and or text that you have been kidnapped. Dude. If I've got a knife to my carotid artery and they're throwing me in a trunk, I don't have time to do all that. That's why you do the pushy thing on the side of your phone. Boop, 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 boop. It automatically goes to everyone that you know.
Well, and if you are already being kidnapped, how did you get access to your phone to do the pushy thing on the side of your phone?
There's seven steps.
Typically, you don't see the kidnapping coming.
I appreciate that they're all about safety and they're trying. I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
That is too complex. I'm sorry. Excuse me, sir. Could you give me a moment? I mean, could you please stop the raping just for a second?
Oh, my God.
Because I have to go tap the SOS and then I forgot my pin. What's a good pin? Let me think. Did I create a pin?
Stop the raping.
Four numbers or five? What? Ugh. You're already dead.
Yes.
Everyone needs, if you have an iPhone, to go in, and the Android has a separate way to do it, and I don't know what it is.
And what are you supposed to do?
You hold down the right button and go pop, 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 and it'll go whoop, and then everyone you know gets an alert that you're dying.
Or
right now?
Yeah. Don't do it.
Get the cat ears for your keychain.
I've got that, too. I've got all of it, Sam.
Do you dare me to push it three times?
You can, but you only get like one half of 1 second to cancel it. And it calls 911 and it shoots out GPS to everyone in your emergency contact circle.
Well, have you set it up yet?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, well, you have to do that on the front end.
Yeah. Who's gonna kidnap me?
You never know.
I'm
you
not
know what
worth
your
anything.
Last thought would be? I should have downloaded that damn thing in settings that Dana told me about.
But seriously, I mean, it's like, hang on, I got to get into my Life 360, sir, just a minute. Please put the gun down. No. Scott Parks is never getting kidnapped. 913-586-7798.
It's usually the last thing somebody thinks.
Before they get kidnapped. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to this. This is so cool. From one of the sports guys. The Washington Mystics moved last night's game against Caitlin Clark to their nearby NBA arena and ended up setting an all-time WNBA attendance record. There's not an empty seat in that stadium.
They don't play in the same arena as the Wizards?
Apparently not. Huh. It says it is impossible to overstate what Caitlin Clark has done for the WNBA.
Amen.
Is simply incredible. There were 20,711 people last night at that Mystics game, largest attended game in WNBA history.
There was you and I are into Facebook Reels because we can't do TikTok because we're not, 18. And I was watching Facebook Reels one day last week. There were a bunch of fans who came out to an Indiana Fever game, her team, and they were standing like next to a cardboard cutout of Caitlin.
Yeah.
And she was behind the curtain and she would come and stand, she would stand behind them and be like this. And then they don't even realize she's there until after, you know, they either get their phone back or you can kind of feel that there's somebody next to you sometimes. And they would turn and be like, oh my God. She has completely revolutionized that league. And she is the greatest thing that probably has ever happened to it. And I'm thrilled. I am thrilled that women's sports like that, and quite frankly, like the current, we went out to a current game recently, and, you know, are on the map and are doing well. Now, what's going to end up having to have to happen is, I believe the maximum salary that you can make as a player in the WNBA is $75,000. Now, you can obviously juice that with endorsements and sponsorships and stuff like that. But if these arenas continue to sell the way that they're selling, and with the attention that's coming with Caitlin, but also just because of the league itself, it's gaining a popularity, these women have to get paid more. I mean, $75,000 is insulting.
That'll be addressed at the next collective bargaining.
I'm sure it will be. One last airplane story, if I may.
Please.
And this one's for you, Dana. An airplane was forced to make an unexpected landing in Denmark when a mouse leaped from a passenger's meal and began scurrying around the cabin.
Nope. Kill me now. Kill me now. Plane's going down.
The Scandinavian Airlines flight was soaring from Norway to Spain on Wednesday when the squeaky stowaway popped out of a food tray, spooking passengers.
Oh, my gosh.
One passenger wrote on Facebook, believe it or not, a lady next to me opened her food and a mouse jumped out.
It's the freshest food ever served on an airplane.
My mom would have a heart attack and die.
The pilot was forced to land in Copenhagen due to a policy that prohibits rodents on flights because they can chew through the electrical wiring.
How about we prohibit rodents on flights because people will freak out and start jumping out pressurized cabin doors?
Did they find it? It doesn't say if they found it.
I know that a mouse can't kill you. It's the way that they
exist.
Like the way that they exist and scurry that I'm out. I'm done. Bye-bye.
Would you rather pet a mouse or a rat?
Oh, rats gross me out. I'm not getting near
either. So you would rather pet a mouse?
Yeah, I'm not.
Much cleaner than a mouse.
Are they really?
Are they really?
Yeah. How do you know that?
I believe that there are hundreds of studies about the idea that rats being disgusting is false. They just live in disgusting places.
Well, doesn't that make them disgusting?
Yes. Yes, it does. All right, I got an update for you boys. Ye of so little faith.
Are these the sweaters?
In Zing Zang Zoo.
No way.
I went down to the mailroom today. Yep. Look,
Are these the mature sweaters?
It was a sweater for the mature woman.
It's a mature cut.
First of all. And you guys last week were saying I got scammed out of my $98.
We said that this week, too.
It's a gray one. There's a black one. Look how cute this is. I really thought they stole my $98 and I was never going to get my sweater. But I go down to the mailroom today. There it is. I take back everything I said.
Well, yeah, wait until you open it all the way and see if it's actually what you ordered.
No, it is. Look at the little heart on it. It's so cute. I could die. Anyway, look.
Is it a turtleneck?
It is. And this has restored my faith in international transactions from China. Look at that little heart.
It's very cute.
Oh, my God. I love it. Just in time for Valentine's Day. Might wear it tonight. Dental flip time.
Just in time for Valentine's Day.
We haven't even had Halloween yet.
Well, February will be here before you know it. It's so cute. When I saw that package sitting downstairs,
well, that's
I thought,
just in time for your birthday in April.
Is it possible that I thought I had been scammed?
Well, this breaks my heart.
What?
Well, we were hoping to make fun of you for a couple more months.
I really thought I was getting ready to send a nasty email to that Zing Zang person. And now I'm glad I didn't, because here it is. I mean, it took a couple months.
And the gray one's the same?
Yep. Yep. Faith restored.
They ruined everything.
Sorry. For that tonight. Yep.
So are we going to order from Zing Zang Zhao again?
I don't know that I'm going to go back to that well. I feel like I
No,
maybe
you
got,
should take
away
this,
with something?
You should take this as a lesson that every time you see something cool in an ad on Facebook, you should buy it.
No,
that's the lesson I'm seeing here.
Not the lesson that, no. But, yeah.
Coming up next, you got a toboggan on a Facebook ad.
Darn. How's the house going?
So, 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
I had a company called Estate Sale Solutions come out, and the home is now vacant.
Like so it's totally empty?
I love this so much, you guys. If you do not want to mess with a garage sale or an estate sale or have people, you know, trampling through your home, like all of the things, there are companies out there that will come to your house, like look around, and then hand you a check and then take everything.
And then what do they do? Like yard sale it?
That is a great question. And I need to ask him because we were talking about this over the weekend. Like, do they have a warehouse somewhere and then they just slowly start? Mm-hmm. Do they have a massive sale with like my stuff is combined with your stuff and Sam's grandma's crap is combined? You know what I mean? In one big room. I don't know how they make their money. Clearly it's on resale, but it seems like a lot of work. Anyone who's ever had a garage sale, you know, the tagging and the getting rid of, and then you're meeting someone on Facebook Marketplace.
And the negotiating.
Like, it's a lot of work, but there's got to be money in it because they're doing it.
I bet it's a used furniture warehouse.
They take every spoon, yeah. Sam, every knife, every butter dish. I took what I wanted out of the house, and I told the kids, you've got until September 18th. If it's in the house and you want it, come get it. And then on September 18th, they showed up with a huge truck.
Wasn't it sad to see all those memories go?
I asked him, I go, do people get like nostalgic about this stuff? Because I'm done with that house. Thus,
therefore,
someone blanking by my house.com. I go, I'm done. I'm over it. I want it gone.
Yeah.
Get the stuff out. And he goes, you would be surprised. People cry. People like do have trouble letting go. And I went into the closet. One of the last things I did, I looked around, you know, because once it's gone, it's gone. You're not going to call and be like, oh, hey, there was a necklace I can't find. Do you have it somewhere? You know, once it's gone, it's gone.
Sure.
Did one little walkthrough, and I looked in my jewelry cabinet just to make sure I had everything, and I did. And I looked up in the high-up cabinets, and there were a couple of things I had missed up there. Not worth anything, but Royals hat, like a really good Royals ball cap. I'm like, I'm going to grab that. We're going to the game Sunday.
Sure.
And he walked in and he goes, oh, here we go. She's shopping. He goes, there's always that moment where the homeowner goes back in and they're like,
Now, did you ask him, has he ever had to renegotiate the price because of too much shopping?
That's a good question.
Like, I'm just kidding. This couch that you estimated was going to be a couple hundred bucks, I kind of want to keep it.
I think if you start fiddling with major big things, he'd be like, oh, wait a minute. You said the green egg smoker and the lawnmower were mine. The crap that, like, hats and clothing, that's not worth anything.
Your table that was in the kitchen that was an old door, right?
Gorgeous table.
Do I remember that right?
No, it's just an old farmhouse-looking table.
Okay. That was an awesome table.
And where am I going to put that in my loft?
Well, you're not. But, right? I mean, that had to be a little sad,
bye-bye.
Wasn't it?
No.
Well, bye-bye. You didn't give them the Blackstone, did you?
We kept the Blackstone.
Okay.
Because at some point, I'm going to want to make some bacon and eggs on that rusty old thing.
Okay.
That's never been used.
On the balcony of your apartment?
No. Oh. Jack's keeping it for me. But I was not nostalgic.
When you got that kitchen table, you were so proud.
Yeah.
You loved it.
I loved that house for 22 years.
Are you trying to make her sad?
And now yes. I don't. I'm not, Scott. I'm telling you, I am not. Now, the photos, yes. I did. Of course, I kept those. I ran down and got
them. I thought you were about to tell me you sold the photos to this
cat. No, I ran down and I got the Christmas ornaments. Because my kids were like, I mean, you can't get rid of the Christmas ornaments.
Did you keep the Christmas tree?
Hell no.
Did they take the gym equipment?
Yeah. It is gone.
You have to change the listing now.
My house now echoes.
Oh, it was echoing before.
Echo, echo, echo.
Well, interest rates dropped again.
Buy me.
Yeah, I saw that. Super exciting news.
Half a point.
Super.
You know what slowed down?
Love that fact.
Housing sales.
Yeah, we had that story yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I literally said, I wish Dana was here.
No, you didn't.
It zoomed in a southern Johnson County city by the name of Leawood.
That was the Dateline.
Oh, oh,
on
gotcha.
The story in the paper.
Oh, was the Dateline on the story, Leawood?
No.
God.
No.
It would be. We're burying that statue this weekend.
Oh, God.
I saw Patty last night.
Why are you waiting?
We are burying it this weekend because she and I are going to be together.
With every day, all I hear is ka-ching out the window, ka-ching out the window.
There's nothing left to throw out the window. It's all gone.
913-586-7798. When we get back, teachers are having to go to just the craziest ends to buy their classroom supplies. And I would love to hear from those of you in education. They're crowdfunding nowadays.
What?
Crowdfunding so that they can afford the supplies for their classroom. We'll get to that next. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Oh, you're digging in the vault, and I like it a lot.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. A lot. We're about an hour away from Festivus Friday. This day is getting away from us. By the way, that's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Story here from the New York Post. Teachers are putting on their thinking caps and going hat in hand to raise money for basic supplies. Teachers in New York are now shelling out hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket classroom costs for the new school year, a burden that has become so crushing that educators are even turning to crowdfunding to raise cash, the New York Post has learned. Quoting here from one teacher, Francesca Chaterpal, it is frustrating, especially because I have my own kid and my own family to support. If I don't do donations, I don't know where I'm going to get things from because I certainly can't ask my school because we're really tight on money. I have that burden along with my colleagues to figure it out for our kids because we know that they deserve just as much as anybody else.
Now, I could be wrong, but I thought that it was either frowned upon or against the rules to directly ask for assistance. I've seen a lot of people that I went to high school with became teachers, and I've seen their significant others post like an Amazon shopping list.
Right.
And then they would share it like, you know, I didn't actually post it kind of a thing.
Right. Or like this is a wish list. I'm not asking for donations. I think they should be able to do it. And if I choose to donate to a teacher, that's a worthy cause. I would do it.
And quite frankly, none of the school's business.
Right.
I mean, but I have never understood this. In what world I mean,
if we're asked constantly to round up for pets or diabetes or the Heart Foundation, would you like to round up? Why don't the schools do that somehow?
Like you could round up at the neighborhood grocery store?
Round up at, you know, Hy-Vee on Sundays, all then I would go, yes. Round up, and then we will divide up that money and give it to the teachers, and the recipients today are going to be from this elementary school.
Well, no, wait a minute. Answer me this, guys. If teachers shouldn't or can't, I don't know which it is, ask for a crowdfund or, you know, ask for donations or whatever, then why is it that, for example, I've been in grocery stores where the Shawnee Mission North cheerleading squad is bagging groceries
to raise money to go to Nationals.
Right, in exchange for donations for a trip.
Well, they also do school supply drives, and I think if it's a sanctioned school thing, then they're okay with it. But I don't think they appreciate when you go on and say, hey, my school sucks and won't pay for my classroom stuff.
Right, I understand that, but what I'm saying is, you won't find a picture of the 46 presidents at a Hy-Vee. You're not going to find capital A, cursive A,
right,
all the way through the Z
that
goes across the chalkboard at Price Chopper.
This is why everyone needs to support Scraps KC.
What's that?
Scraps KC in Midtown is a place where you take all of your old crap that you don't know what to do with, Scott. So think about this, like painting supplies, pens, neckties for art projects, canvases if you're an artist that you don't use. All of that stuff, instead of throwing it away, take it to Scraps KC. Teachers then can go in there on certain days and, quote, shop at pennies on the dollar.
From the text line, my wife is a teacher. She has been told to submit anything that is donated to her so it can be taxed as income.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Bend over. I'll submit it. Are you kidding?
We have breaking Royals news. Moments ago on Twitter from the Kansas City Royals verified account, due to the potential for inclement weather on Saturday, tomorrow, the first pitch versus the San Francisco Giants has been changed from 6:10 p.m. to 4:10 p.m. They've moved up tomorrow's game 2 hours.
You know what's weird? Sporting plays tomorrow night as well. In fact, Sarah and I are supposed to go at 7:30. I just looked up the weather forecast for tomorrow. There is a 40% chance of rain, but I went all mine only scrolls over until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. No rain in the forecast. There's rain in the morning. Slight chance around 6 in the morning. Do we have time to take Mike or not, Sam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
Mike, if you can do it real quick.
I'll be real quick. What I told him was, I think it's a real shame that we have to be even discussing these methods of bringing basic necessities into the school system. We have unbelievable amounts of money in this country. We're not spending it on the right things.
Keep preaching, brother.
I don't disagree with the thing you just said, Mike.
And the fact that teachers have to go out and use their own money. This is not their office, per se. It's a classroom. I mean, I understand if you give me an office and then I go out and buy a painting or a picture for my office, I'm not going to be reimbursed by my company.
And if you're a parent and you go in for a parent-teacher conference and you see that that classroom has been left at the bare bones that the teacher was handed it in the middle of summer or whenever they got it, you're going to be like, why doesn't this teacher care about my student?
Yeah, because they care about their family. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. We have Festivus Friday coming up in 1 hour here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.